AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Possible tragedy averted in Australia. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says seven suspects in an alleged plot to bomb at least three major centres in Melbourne on Christmas Day have been arrested.
They are in custody. They are no longer a threat.
Two of the suspects have been released. Authorities say a man known as the Godfather of Grass has been arrested in Canada after 8 years on the run. The U.S. Marshals Service says authorities sought Johnny Boone after they seized 2,400 marijuana plants on his Kentucky farm. The agency says he was arrested today when information led authorities to a small town outside of Montreal. 24 people were injured tonight in a fire in a high-rise building on Manhattan's Upper West Side. The fire department says of the 24 people who were hurt, two were critically injured, four had potentially serious injuries. The others, including several firefighters, had minor injuries. The arrest of a black man on a charge of burning a black Mississippi church that was spray-painted with the words "Vote Trump" has sparked bickering online and consternation in the community. The certified presidential vote total shows Hillary Clinton scored a big win in the popular vote, but was denied the presidency in the Electoral College. That's where votes really count.
An AP analysis of the certified results from all states and Washington, D.C. shows Clinton received nearly 2.9 million more votes than Donald Trump, with nearly 66 million to Trump's roughly 63 million. It's the biggest margin for any losing presidential candidate. The big discrepancy led to some Democrats lobbying for electors to go against Trump in the Electoral College, which he won 304 to 277. A joint session of Congress will certify the results early next month, 2 weeks before the inauguration. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. A declassified report reveals that former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden has remained in contact with Russian intelligence agencies since he arrived in Moscow 3 years ago.
The House Intelligence Committee released the report. Chairman Devin Nunes calls it a fuller account of Snowden's crimes and the reckless disregard he has shown for national security. Nunes says it will take a long time to mitigate the damage Snowden caused. The top Democrat on the committee, Adam Schiff, says Snowden isn't a whistleblower and the material he stole has been of great value to America's adversaries. Snowden revealed efforts by the U.S. to hack into the data pipelines used by U.S. companies to serve customers overseas. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In a tweet today, President-elect Donald Trump called on the U.S. to greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until he says the rest of the world comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.